Good morning. So welcome to another segment of Mystic Minds. I believe this is the 21st day of February 2022, and I believe there's so much to be grateful to God about. Like, if you literally think of our very own existence, like, it's a mystery. Life is a mystery, and in all, like what King Solomon would say, I've seen everything under the sun, and vanity is all vanity. But it begs the question, what is good and what is bad? Looking at society, like man's ability, biblically, if you look into it, you find more clarity than doubt. But in the process of discovering clarity, one has to be doubted. Skepticism is bound to occur. You wake up every day and you go down on your knees and you pray. You say, hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Yeah, at least that's what we're supposed to do, you know. Just give thanks to the Most High, the one that creates life. Whether you know him or not, you just give thanks. I was discussing with my friend the other day, and I was like, see you, my guy. I have to be truthful with you. No matter the God you serve, I believe we all come from the same one. And he was like, why? I was like, listen, every religion has an obsession with the sky. Have you thought about that? Like, why does every religion on earth, like, why do they look up to the skies? Like, what's in the sky? I was like, you have to fear a God that burns the entire sun, that burns the sun to light up the earth. I mean, it's crazy when you think of the science and everything involved in putting the sun in place at such temperature, at such degree. Like, it's insane. The engineering is beyond doubt magnificent. You have clouds suspended up above the earth, like up above humans, ground level. And do you, like, life is crazy. That's just what I'm trying to say. And it's all choices. Who do you choose to become? What Tuesday, chase you this day, who ye shall serve. You see, it's a choice. But the good thing about choices, or the awkward thing about choices, is they are scary. You see, people like to assume they know the kind of life you're living. Like, I know this person, he wouldn't do this, he wouldn't do that. Like, can you really attest? Do you really know humans that well? To attest that someone can do something. I know you can trust people, but how far does trust go? That is the question. You're your father's child. Yes, you're born of your mother. You know your mother. You can practically identify her voice from a mile away. But do you understand? You see, wisdom is knowledge in an applicable form. It is knowing what to do with information. That is wisdom. Knowledge, of course, everybody or anybody can learn anything, be anything. It's possible. Knowledge, I like to think, is a skill. Whereas the application of that skill is the real intelligence, and that is what I call wisdom. Not everyone possesses wisdom. A friend asked me, like, what do you mean by your name is Mystic Minds, and your name is Bigger? I was like, yeah, my name is Bigger. I'm an Ijaw boy. And the reason I came up with the name Mystical Mind is because I believe in something that's bigger than me. Like, I believe there's a greater energy which is higher than me, and I try to vibrate at a very high frequency with that energy. Like, I try as much as possible for us to have a synergy. It's about having a synergy with life. It's about having synergy with life. Like, no matter where you're from, no matter your status, no matter your background, politically, socially, you might even be politically, you know, enslaved, but you never allow machines to read your mind or detect your mind. Yeah, having that kind of energy where you grow up to a point where you feel comfortable in your own skin doing a certain kind of thing or acting a certain kind of way. Not disrespectfully, where it creates an imbalance, but on a level where you can look to yourself and visibly or, you know, wholeheartedly say to yourself, I have wronged no man. As long as you're living on earth, you're breathing, you're eating, you believe you've done right by virtually everybody you know, everybody you've come across. And that is the kind of energy I'm built with. That's the kind of energy I try to reciprocate or create wherever I go. So that was how I came up with the name Mystic Minds. And she was like, damn, boy, you're deep. Yeah, I was like, I can really, really take you deeper. And in life, you ought to search deeper. Whatever you do, gain knowledge, you'll see. I like to believe when David, King David, as we all know in the Bible, he had a son named Solomon, and in everything Solomon saw in the world, Solomon asked for one thing: wisdom. And I think it's also in his books, in his letters, in his memoirs, he wrote, my son, in all thy getting, get wisdom and probably understanding. So I took that up and I searched for knowledge. You see, it's not having an ailment or it's not having a sickness that kills. What really kills a man is the new knowledge. A man might be, or someone might be HIV positive, but that person is not aware that he or she is positive. The person is totally fine. No symptom of the disease whatsoever. And then there comes new knowledge. And the knowledge comes, the knowledge is like, you have been tested positive to so and so. The mere new information, the fact that you've had a new information coming into you, now destroys your ability to focus on what you had, because your attention has now been diverted to something that was not meant to be in your system or vibrate with you at a certain frequency. That's what new knowledge does to you. So knowledge has an ability to either create and destroy. It's like fire. Fire can cook for you, but fire can destroy everything that you build. Yeah. I say I love water. Yes, I love water. Water don't get that in me, bro. Water can scatter the whole city.